Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. And that is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. For those who have found us on their radio at 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just a church to come visit, come on and down. We are always open and welcoming. And I can't tell you how beautiful that banner is this morning. It's been a long absence, and I'm so glad to be. We pray that most of it is behind us. But thanks for all the prayers and everything. The scripture selected for the opening of our worship this morning is Psalm 52, taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. Why do you boast, O mighty one, of mischief done against the godly? All day long you are plotting destruction. Your tongue is like a sharp razor, you worker of treachery. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch you and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the lane of the living. The righteous will see and fear and laugh at the evildoer, saying, "See the one who would not take refuge in our God, but trusted in abundant riches instead and sought refuge in wealth. But I am like the green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I thank you forever because of what you have done. In the presence of the faithful, I will proclaim your name because it is good." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord, you've given us another day. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe. You gave sleep to our eyes and woke us this morning. You gave movement to our bodies, enable us to move around with a reasonable proportion of our health and strength. Lord, you let us be around our family, our friends. We thank you. But more than that, Heavenly Father, you brought us Jesus, our Savior. Without him, we'd have no hope. And we are so very thankful this morning for his mercy and his love and how he looks out for us. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to worship, this opportunity to pray, this opportunity to give. Be with us, Lord, and help us to honor you this morning with our giving, with our songs, and with our prayers. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn, Glorify Thy Name?
Father, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glory by thy name, glory by thy name. worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Hold on. Would you remain standing for a minute? Now, what I saw last night was awesome. Everybody had their hands in the air. They were bouncing around. They were happy. They act like they were glad to be there. Now, we ought to sing that last verse again. And let us raise holy hands to the Lord, if you're able. And let's glorify his name. Randy?
Spirit, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. Glorify thy name in all the earth.
Amen. 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 You may be seated.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. First of all, before I start on the announcements, I wanted to apologize about the pastor and myself if we sound a little hoarse because of, due to our singing last night. In case you missed it, we sang the In the Navy. So we're a little sore.
I saw it on YouTube already.
Okay. We'll be getting calls here pretty soon. Start touring. Our first announcement here that I have is for Tuesday, July 19th at 10 a.m. The Women's Bible Study will meet in Building B. And then at 11, the Reunion Group will be meeting in Building B. And then on Wednesday, the 20th at 7 p.m., the Oasis will be meeting here in the church lobby. And then Saturday at 8:30 to 3:30 p.m. is the Vacation Bible School. And then at 9 a.m., the Romeos and the Juliets will be meeting at Sophia's for the breakfast. And then Sunday at 9:30 a.m., Christianity 101 adult class in Building B, and our instructor will be Homer, and he's yawning to come to this. It's very good, very informative, inspiring. And then, of course, the kids will meet at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday school, and then we'll finish at 10:30 with our worship service. Does anybody else have anything to say about the Vacation Bible School or about last night's Fandango? Yes? Hold on, sister.
Hold on. But the people outside can't.
What I was trying to announce was I have some produce outside in the box out there in the foyer. Some apples, some sweet potatoes, some onions. And if anybody want any of them, just get you a few of them. And by last night, oh boy, we had an awesome time. We're going to be going on tour for soon.
Thank you. Yeah, in case y'all missed it, there'll be another one, but we'll see what the date is and we'll let y'all know.
You did great.
Announcing 5 months ago.
Okay.
We're ready. Well, we're getting ready. And we're excited about next Saturday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did want to give you a quick update on KPPC. Satan has been hard at work. Everything has gone wrong since George passed away. The software that was running the station crashed. The computer at the internet and streaming both went out because George was paying that out of his own pocket. Had two computers that crashed. And so right now we had to get new software and transferring the music over to the new software. I have most of what I need to get started in the computer now. And assuming I can get the computer back up at the transmitter site, which I have the computer for it and trying to get it to read the internet signal, but hopefully within the next week, I'm hope to get back on the air. I am trying desperately. Spending a lot of hours doing it, but the new software is very stable, but the music would not transfer directly.
Good morning, church family.
Morning.
Thank you that you are a faithful God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you that I have been called into fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. May I live to his praise and glory day by day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Now let us prepare to receive our tithes and our offerings. Please pray. Heavenly Father, we come at this time acknowledging that you are the source, you are the giver, and that all that we have is but a gift from your hand. We return now but a small portion of the bounty that you've given to each of us. And we ask, Lord, that you take our tithes and our offerings, multiply them, and use them to establish your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Mercy,
flowed a vast and gracious tide. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, poured incessant from above. Heaven's peace and perfect justice, just a gift. Shed for us his precious blood, who his love will not remember, who can cease to sing his praise, he can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal. His love will not remember, who can cease to sing it praise, he can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal day. He can never be forgotten throughout the eternal day.
This morning's scripture is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God and our brother Sothenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be in his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given in Jesus Christ. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will always keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Lord, I want to be the person you would have me to be, and I thank you that your faithfulness is new every morning. As I step out into this new day, I ask that I am enabled through Christ to live out the events of my day in a way that is acceptable to you. Amen.
Now let us prepare for the Word of God that the Holy Spirit has delivered this morning. Heavenly Father, we ask that as the Word is proclaimed, that you open the spirit of Pastor Ted so that his words may be your words, that your message will be the one delivered today. We are hard-hearted people, Lord, and we ask that you soften our hearts so that we may have room for your word. And as we leave this place, let us take your word and deliver it to a hurting world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning. All right. Can you hear me okay? I can hear myself. I'm going to try something this morning. I always admired George. He always was good at this, so I'm going to try this. I'm going to try to be just a little bit funny this morning, all right? So bear with me, okay? All right. I got this from my wife this morning. Her sister sent this to her on Facebook. Okay. There's a man and his wife. And the man was complaining that he said, Lord, I work hard 8 hours all day, and my wife, she just sits at home and she does absolutely nothing. So, Lord, I tell you what, would you put me in my wife's body, and then she can be in my body? So the Lord agreed. And he was in his wife's body, and he had to get the kids up to feed them. He had to get them to school. He had to take them to soccer practice and go pick the food up and shop. And she had to go get her hair done and had to pick the kids up and take them to choir practice and had to come home and get dinner ready and just tired out. Had to get the house clean. And then at nighttime, they made love and she never complained a bit. And he said, Lord, you know what? I changed my mind. I see what she does. He says, well, I'm afraid you're going to have to wait 9 months because now you're pregnant. Okay, all right. All right. It wasn't that good. Okay. All right. I thought I tried. Well, you always laugh at George, so I thought I'd give it a shot. I remember as a child growing up, I had to be reminded of a lot of things. I had to be reminded to brush my teeth. Had to be reminded to get my books and take them to school. I was one who felt like homework was not needed and books were just a nuisance. So I always left mine at school. I had to always be reminded to do my homework. You know, so, and some of us even today, we need to be reminded. God reminds us to do the right things that we should do. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, the Apostle Paul is reminding the church at Corinth of some very important things. And our title this morning is Reminders. And here's a little background on the church of Corinth. Now, I don't want you to kind of get mad at Corinth, because if you read their story, they're a lot like we are today. This was a moral, corrupt city. It was known around the Roman Empire for its moral corruption. It had a temple to Aphrodite, who had 1,000 temple prostitutes.
And around the Roman Empire, the nickname Corinthians were used for those who were grossly immoral. So you can see the type of atmosphere the Apostle Paul had to work in to get this church started. But even in this atmosphere, many came to the Lord while Paul preached there a year and a half. And then there was one man by the name of Apollos. He became a second pastor. Now, this church had a whole bunch of problems, you know. And one of the main problems they had that Paul had to address was they had to get themselves to detach away from the ways of the world. You see, sometimes a church cannot function if we try to be like the world. And we have to realize that we are different. And this is something that the Apostle Paul was reminding the church at Corinth there. And it said this particular problem, it led to many other problems within the church. Immorality and divisions. You see, there were some folks in that church that just couldn't shake away from the world. They wanted to straddle the fence like so many of us today want to do. So Paul wrote this letter to Corinthians to address the problems of this particular church. And might we open up our ears and read and understand in our hearts, because these problems and issues exist today in our church today. And we could heed what Paul is writing here and understand it. He says, you see, he had a lot of questions that came up. You see, they had problems with lawsuits among believers. They had immorality, even incest that crept into the church. So he had a lot of things to address. But before he addressed these problems, he wanted to make sure that they were reminded of some very important points. You see, the Corinthian church had problems, but it wasn't because they lacked anything from God. As you read the scriptures, you can see that they were blessed by God. They had people in that church that were spiritual gifts, and God had truly blessed them. It was because, as Christians, this is what their problem was. They forgot who they were, what they had, and what's to come. So he begins the letter by reminding them of these things. You know, we're not that much different from the church at Corinth. We have corruption in our church. We have folks that are having a hard time trying to get away from the world. They want to keep one foot in the world and one in the church, you know. And it's not because we lack anything from God. It's because we let corruption blur our vision of just who we are as Christians. And we have church problems because we fail to remember what God has done for us and will do. I want to encourage Alamo this morning to not focus on the negative issues. Don't focus on those things. Focus on Christ. Focus on who you belong to. Focus on what God can do for you if you will stay with Him. You see, we don't belong to the world. The Bible reminds us of who we are. Verse 2 says we are sanctified in Christ Jesus. That means that we are set apart to do the Lord's will. We have been set apart in Jesus and set apart to Jesus. He said, we're no longer of this world, and we are unlike the world. So immorality and fighting may be the standard in the world, but they have no place in the church, no place in the church. And we need to be reminded that we're set apart from the world. Folks, don't you know that we're called to be saints? We're saints. We're called to be the holy one of God. I'm sorry, the holy people of God. You know, and as a saint, we're supposed to exhibit Christ-likeness. So we need to be reminded that we are called to be saints and reflect Christ in all that we do. And the Bible also reminds us what we have. We have God's grace. I tell you, folks, God has given us some things, and He has blessed us with some things. And He says that in verse 7, therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await for our Lord Jesus Christ. God has given us the grace to do the things that we need to do in this church and this community. But we cannot do it if we're fighting among ourselves. Amen? We must be united. We must be together. We must be all in Christ. You know, that's why we're here. We're not here to keep the seat cushions nice and warm. We're here to serve the Lord. Amen? We're here to serve the Lord. I can remember growing up in the church, we didn't have all these fancy seats. We had little wooden benches. And that little church, they did wonderful things for the Lord, not because of us, but because of what Jesus was doing. And he can do the same thing also right here with us. So one of the things that we also need to be reminded of is that God will keep us firm all the way to the end. I think I told Tom and Ed this morning something. I said, you know what? I'm glad that I'm a Christian. I'm so glad that I'm a believer, because of the way this world is going, if I wasn't a Christian, I don't know what I'd do. I guess I'd just get in a hole and just get in and stay there, because everything seemed to be going crazy. But as believers in Christ, you don't have to worry about that. Amen? And why is that? Because someone that loves you very much holds you in his hand and has promised you that he will take care of you. Jesus said, I will never leave you, what? Or forsake you, ever. But there's something that we have to do as well. You see, this love thing is not just a one-way street. Amen? God loves you, but he also requires us to love him back as well. He requires us to worship. He requires us to pray. And he requires us to be Christ-like. So I want you to be reminded of those things this morning. And don't forget where you came from and where you're going. Now, when I say where you came from, don't forget that you are a child of God. When you go outside that door, you have to act like what? A child of God. You can't act like a child of the world. That doesn't work. What happens when a Christian goes out and he acts like a child of the world? Well, you come under conviction and the Lord will get mad at you. And not only that, me, I know when I yell at somebody, and I sometimes get on my high horse and I'll yell at Tessie, and, you know, of course she don't pay any attention to me anymore. So, you know, but the Lord tells me, say, Ted, you ought not to have done that. You know, I get mad because, you know, I don't know, whatever, who knows, I don't know. But I thank God for my dear wife that she don't hit me in the head and or something there. But I want you to remember this morning that Jesus is able to keep you all the way to the end. You don't have to worry about anything, Christian. You don't have to be concerned about where you're going or what you're going to do, even what you're going to eat. Jesus has promised all these things to you. I want to remind you this morning to keep your hand in Jesus' hands. Walk with him, not with the world. Walk in the light, not in the dark. The Bible tells that if we walk in the light, we are what? We belong to Christ. So I want you to remember those things. And as I close this morning, I want to give you this verse. And I wish I'd have told Cheryl in advance to give this to you, but that's okay. I know that everyone has a Bible, right? Amen. Amen. You got a Bible here, or you got it, or you got one at home. Amen. Listen to this. This comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now listen for God's word. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Now I got to tell you this, folks. I don't know your heart condition, but Jesus knows everything about you. I don't know what you're going through, but Jesus knows exactly what you're going through. I don't know what you're up against. I don't know what it took to get you to come to church this morning, but Jesus knows. And whatever you're going through, I want to encourage you to reach out to the Lord, and He'll help you. He'll help you through these things. He'll help you, and He'll give you the strength to make through. I had the opportunity, the privilege of visiting some people and talking with them. And I tell you this, folks, pray, pray, pray. Amen? Don't forget about those that are sick. Go visit them. Call them. Let them know you care. You'd be surprised when you go visit somebody what a smile come on their face when they see you. Amen? Amen. As I close, Randy, I'm getting ready to close for real here. I am. I want you to think real hard about these reminders that we talked about this morning. And if there's one this morning that may not have the opportunity, you may not know what these reminders are, you may be confused by them, I want you to ask the Lord to help you to understand. Ask Him to help you to know what's going on with His Word and what is He reminding us. And He'll do it. And also, more importantly, if you don't know the Lord this morning, oh, folks, I can't impress over you how important it is to know Jesus these days. Amen? Oh, He's coming back. That's another reminder. He's coming back. And He's coming back for those that love Him. He's coming back for a church without spot or a blemish. He's coming back for you. Coming back for you. But the question is this morning, are you ready? Are you ready to meet Him? The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
Would you stand for our invitation hymn? Just a closer walk with Thee.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Though the world of toil is blessed, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who will be my burden shares? Now to be a Lord, none but Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Let it be, be close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently o'er the ocean, to the shore, dear Lord, to the shore. Just a closer walk with me.
Amen. God bless you this morning. Now, as you sit in your seats, I want you to turn to the person next to you. Just look at them. If you can, turn around and just say this. Say this. Just repeat after me. Jesus, I love you. And Jesus, I trust you. And Jesus, thank you for loving me. Amen. God bless you this morning. Amen.
Frank asked me, it wasn't mentioned this morning, but like to say happy birthday to Barbara Whitney on the 21st, and for Kayla, her husband Kenneth, his birthday is on the 22nd. And also, happy anniversary upcoming for Selma and David Schick.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Selma. Now, I'm not going to, but if Tom, one of y'all want to lead them in that happy birthday and anniversary, but I'm not.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mary Lou Stout and Patricia Hollins have, they've got a prayer request for a dear friend, Brenda Gillespie, whose brother passed away peacefully this past Friday, the 15th, after battling throat cancer. Also asking prayers for another friend, Maureen Nipper or Nippin, who is facing some tough issues at this time. Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of healing for Carolyn Botkin, Cheryl Migosh's cousin. Lord, hear our prayers. Please continue to keep all of our homebound members and others, family, friends, and keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grisales, Hector Martinez, Eileen Fader, Jim and Linda McMillan, and Esther Berryman. Continued prayers for those who have suffered and lost from anything.
Amen.
Mass, whatever, but there's been a lot of suffering lately, so just pray to God for healing. Continue to pray prayers for the people of Ukraine, for Russia, Eastern Europe, and all across the world. Lord, hear our prayers. Prayers for Ted's brother-in-law, Willie Jones.
Amen.
And for Tessie's brother, Johnny Thompson. Lord, hear our prayers. Gwen Clem's sister, Jamie. Sandy Bundick's nephew, Matt. Grandson, Patrick. And friend, Nakitha Thomas. Dixie Souter's sister, Leona. Prayers of continued healing for Virginia and for her granddaughter, Reagan. For Don Davenport, Lord, hear our prayers. Continued prayers of healing and comfort for Ted and Tessie, for Bonnie Chambers and her family, for Homer, Janice Walker and James Murphy, for Barbara Whitney, Lance Shaw, and for Sherry Francis, the Francis and Sheck families. Norma Glenn and her family.
Amen.
Jim McMillan, as he's recovering again from some issues. So Elaine and Gene Bixler, and they're both
Amen.
Here this morning. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
For Kathy Bedell, Jan Morrison, who is here after her
Amen.
Little surgery. Amen. Earlier this week, so, you know, and evidently it was successful, so thanks be to God.
Amen.
And, you know, asking for prayers to continue to keep Roy Wood and his wife Esther in our thoughts and prayers. They're battling with some serious health issues right now. So, God, hear our prayers.
Amen.
We continue to say prayers and thank God for all of His answers to all of our prayers. Prayers for those who answer God's calling to go out and serve and volunteer and help whenever and wherever it's needed.
Okay.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
And Tom or Pastor is going to lead us in closing.
I'll pray.
Lord, hear our prayers for
Amen.
The Walker family.
Amen.
You know, asking for prayers for the Walker family, Donna Walker and her daughter Angela, on the passing of Angela's son earlier this week, 30 years old. So continue to keep the Walker family in our thoughts and prayers at this very difficult and trying time.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, hear our
Amen.
Prayers.
Selma. Amen. Uncle Dan. Amen.
Well, Dixie, when I wish you to, when I mentioned your sister, but Lord, hear prayers for your uncle. Wow.
Mm. Amen. Yes. Do you mind if I repeat that? We're praying for Dan. Brother, he passed away, I'm sorry. Dan passed away. He was 102 years old, and he was one of the last remaining belly gunners of World War II. So please be in prayer for the family. Amen. Amen. I just want to do this just a little different this morning. I got this microphone, and I'm just so happy, you know. And no. Seriously, all seriousness. There are some people that are, you're all on my heart. There are some people that are especially on my heart this morning, the Lord. That's Sherry Francis, James McMillan, Martha, Donna Walker, Barbara, Murph. And I want to do something. I know, I'm sorry, what now?
Roy and Esther also.
Roy and Esther. But I would like for those people that are not here, could someone come up and just stand? Just kind of stand in for them. We're going to pray for them. But I want you up here at the altar, if you would. It doesn't matter. Selma, if you could come up and stand in for Sherry. Martha, are you able to come to the, are you able to walk? If not, then, Norma will pray for you right there, and she'll hold on to you. Amen. Amen. Tom and Jean, could you come down and Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for His goodness. You see, sometimes you can't be in a hurry with the Lord. Amen. You got to let the Spirit just work and work and work. Amen. God bless you. Gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for these dear ones, Lord. The ones that You've given us. Lord, the one that You put here, Lord, to do Your will. And Lord, there are some that are sick among us. You know who they are. These people are standing in for them, Lord. We ask, Lord, that right now, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, if it be Thy will, Heavenly Father, if it be Thy will, Jesus,
as you walk through the towns in old ancient Israel, walk through this congregation, walk through those families, those homes where they are, the hospital rooms, wherever they are, Lord, and lay your healing hands on them, even right now, Lord. Help them, Lord. Bless them. Give them comfort. Give them peace. And let them know that everything is going to be all right. Lord, we give you all the praise and the glory. And we're not going to crawfish on you, Lord. We're going to hold you to this. And we're believing. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. And go in peace.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember those less fortunate than ourselves and continue to pray for all who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly, be safe, and let us join together again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Would you stand for our closing hymn, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart? What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows drown, since Jesus came into my heart. I have strength for the wandering and going astray, since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy. Come, since Jesus came into my heart. I am kissed of a hope that is steadfast and sure. Since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark doubts of doubt now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows drown, since Jesus came into my heart.